Vote Leave, Take Control. Weekly update. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Imagine if we vote Leave on the 23rd of June. Our entrepreneurs can focus on creating jobs and supporting the economy, rather than reading through reams of regulations from Brussels. Vote Leave, Take Back Control on the 23rd of June. EU rules make it harder to stop criminals entering the UK. Justice Minister Dominic Raab has lifted the lid on an important EU ruling that forces British officials to let terror suspects come to the UK unchallenged or disclose top secret intelligence to them. Writing in the Mail, Mr. Raab explains how the European Court of Justice has ruled that suspects must be informed in the event of the essence of the grounds on which the decision against him is taken. However, security officials are understandably reluctant to hand over information which could expose their secret operations or activities of agents. This shows how much control we have handed to the EU, and how this threatens our national security. Thanks to the EU freedom of movement rules, it means that it is much harder to block EU criminals from coming to the UK. Criminal convictions are not grounds alone for barring entry. Indeed, over the past decade, Britain has refused entry to just 11,000 EU nationals, compared to 200,000 non-EU nationals. After we vote Leave on the 23rd of June, we can take back control of our borders to ensure that we can prevent dangerous criminals entering the UK. We can also stop the European Court having powers over our intelligence and security services, thereby strengthening our national security and helping to keep British people safe. CBI. Wrong then, wrong now. Last night, Lord Howard delivered a speech where he criticised the CBI's record on the EU. The big business lobby group wants the UK to stay in the EU at any cost, but they have had dismal history when it comes to European issues. In 1992, they called on the UK to join the exchange rate mechanism, which was a disaster for our economy, with interest rates rising to 15%, plunging homeowners across the country into negative equity. They then campaigned for the UK to join the euro, which would have been equally disastrous. The CBI does not represent British business. It speaks for the multinationals who support the EU because it works in their favour. They can afford expensive corporate lobbyists and large compliance departments to make the rules benefit their own interests. There is no better example of this than the companies who have today signed a letter saying we should stay in the EU. Last year, these multinational firms together spent between €15.3 million and €17.65 million on lobbying the European Commission. Brussels is good for big business and fat cats who care about their bonuses, but it's bad for smaller businesses and entrepreneurs. The British people will not be bullied into voting to stay in by large corporates who are only looking out for their own profit margins. On the 23rd of June, we will take back control of our economy and democracy to allow business to thrive and UK PLC to prosper. Visit our website to donate and help take back control. Imagine if we vote Leave on the 23rd of June. We can protect Britain by maintaining our own armed forces and not surrendering control to the European army.